"You blackguard!" I shouted, beside myself with rage. "You have destroyed it! You have dishonored me forever! Where are the jewels which you have stolen?" "Stolen?" he cried. "Yes, thief!" I roared, shaking him by the shoulder. "There are none missing. There cannot be any missing," said he. "There are three missing, and you know where they are. Must I call you a liar as well as a thief? Did I not see you trying to tear off another piece?" "You have called me names enough," said he. "I will not stand it any longer. I shall not say another word about this business since you have chosen to insult me. I will leave your house in the morning and make my own way in the world." "You shall leave it in the hands of the police," I cried, half mad with grief and rage. "I shall have this matter probed to the bottom. You shall learn nothing from me," said he, with a passion such as I should not have thought was in his nature. "If you choose to call the police, let the police find what they can."